Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Yeah, the US President-elect Donald Trump has chosen none other than Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as his new health secretary and says he will do unbelievable things in a Truth Social post. Donald Trump claimed Americans had for too long been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who've engaged in, he said, deception, misinformation and disinformation when it comes to public health. Well, the news has prompted widespread criticisms of Kennedy, who is an anti-vaccine activist and who has embraced a slew of other debunked health-related conspiracy theories. Larry Sabato is director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. He reacted to the news. He also reflected on billionaire Elon Musk's new role. This was on CNN.
I would say that most people in public health are trying to pick them up off the floor or are already in the emergency room with a heart attack. His views are in the extreme. They're in orbit. They're opposed by just about everybody in public health. RFK Jr. even wants to take the fluoride out of the water. This was a controversy in the 1950s and 1960s. It was resolved then. So it's just another bombshell, and it's part of Donald Trump's theory and approach to government, which is if you nominate enough controversial people, maybe one or two won't get through, but they'll have to confirm the rest because it's a Republican Senate.
A man who is the world's wealthiest person has been tasked with leading the new Department for Government Efficiency. Elon Musk, of course, has been traveling with Trump, attending a lot of his meetings. We just heard that he met reportedly with Iran's ambassador to the UN to help diffuse tension between Iran and the US. How unusual is it to have an unelected civilian involved in these sort of talks at that level?
Occasionally, a family member will substitute for Elon Musk in other presidencies. It's happened before. Sometimes those family members are nominated for a job, as Robert Kennedy Sr. was, Attorney General for President Kennedy. But this is extremely unusual. But you see, he has given at least $100 million to Donald Trump and associated campaign committees. $100 million. So he's the 800-pound gorilla. And where does the 800-pound gorilla sit? Wherever he wants.
Wherever he wants, says Larry Sabato, director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. We'll be talking about Katie Taylor's big night next.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.